In today's episode, I am talking about how our home transforms to meet specific needs that we have throughout different periods of our life. I'll give you two examples of recent and significant changes that I've made in my own home. Today's conversation is inspired by Sarah von Braunek's book, Simple Abundance, A Daybook of Comfort and Joy. I hope you stay tuned all the way through the end where I do a full reading from her book. I'm so happy that you're here for this. Let's get started. Welcome to the Home with Intention podcast. I'm Jody Perry, your host. I support the do-it-yourself homeowners by delivering interior design services with empathy, intention, and simplicity at jodypairdesigns.com and by curating a collection of meaningful home products available at essentialpairings.com. My purpose with this show is to inspire you to create a home that is a reflection of you and what you value most in life. This podcast will support you in breaking through the limiting thoughts and fears that have been holding you back from creating a home that is uniquely you. There are no decorating rules or trends to follow here, only inspiration, ideas, and encouragement to express your kind of beautiful, a home that captures the essence of your soul. It's time to create your home with intention. Hi, everybody. I'm Jody Pear. And today's inspiration is about how our homes transform over the years so that they are meeting our specific needs that we might have at different periods of our life. And so I wanted to share with you a couple of changes that we've made in our own house over this past year. One of them is our dining room. And we were getting ready to have our grandson, who was a toddler, he was going to be staying overnight for the first time. And I had two bookshelves in our dining room that they went on either side of an IKEA desk. It's IKEA, it's a three-piece desk with these two bookshelves. And because the dining room was once a studio, in an office space. And then, so I kept the desk and I kept the bookshelves and then I repurposed them when I made it more, into our dining room. And so for many years, the bookshelves and then the open shelves under the desk have been storing my mother's china and some glassware that we have. And I loved having them out on display, but I had this horrible thought or this vision that Camden was going to either climb on those shelves or pull them down on top of him. So they were not secured to the wall and we could have chosen to do that, but instead we decided to just repurpose them. And so we took them out of the dining room and moved them into the basement. And I cleared all of the china and the glassware out of his reach. And what is there in place of the bookshelves now is just colorful abstract artwork that I created. And so that's what's hanging on the wall in there for now. And it feels really good. It feels more comfortable because I'm not so worried that, oh my gosh, if he walks in that room, I have to watch every move he makes because he's so fast. that was one big change that we made recently. And another one is this office, this home office that I sit in every single day. This room was my bonus daughter's childhood bedroom. And I left it intact. I left it just the way she had it for many years. And I loved coming in here and just seeing the things that she had from her childhood and, imagining how she grew up. And the need came up I needed a dedicated office space. And so this is the room that I chose to adopt for that purpose. And I kept the yellow walls from her childhood. I love it. It's just so, so bright and cheery. And this is the most colorful room in our house. And it now doubles as a playroom too. Like you can see behind me, I mean, there's our, the little table for, the kids and artwork that, I try to change frequently as we get new ones. But I carefully packed up all of her stuffed animals and all of the items that she left here. And I replaced her items with my items. And it was a tough decision because, I just imagined that someday she'll be bringing her kids here and that they can come in and see her bedroom, how she used to have it. And so it was a tough decision, but I needed the office space and I'm really happy that I made the change. And the desk that I have that I am sitting at is actually a workbench that my now 95-year-old father-in-law built many years ago. And my husband ended up refinishing the workbench so that I could use it. And I had picked out, I love that really deep espresso wood color stain. So that is what he used on the workbench. And so it's just a really comfortable space. This is a tiny room, but it just feels like a little jewel box. And I love coming in here every day. So those are two of the biggest changes that we have made for specific reasons. I am passionate about decorating, so I do love to change things frequently, but these two changes were pretty significant and they were prompted by a specific need that we were trying to address. So I'm wondering, what spaces are you spending the most time in your home these days, and how are you feeling about them? Are they functioning for your specific needs, and are they reflecting who you are and what you value? Is there something that you can do to make it a little bit better and make it look more like you and to reflect your specific needs? I am very passionate about decorating. And so I do change things often. And, most of the time it is more subtle changes. Like I'm changing the pictures or I'm rearranging some of the accessories and, simple things like that. But it just is amazing at how those simple changes make me feel. And it just kind of boosts up my energy. So I hope you enjoyed this and stay tuned for a full reading from Simple Abundance, A Day Book of Comfort and Joy is coming up next. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Simple Abundance, A Day Book of Comfort and Joy by Sarah Von Braunick. May 5th, Eminent Domain. Whose home is it anyway? Your house is your home only when you feel you have jurisdiction over the space. Joan Cron. Unless you live alone, is your home your own? Yes, eminent domain prevails to a certain extent, but it also belongs to or is being borrowed by other people as well. This is why your small city apartment living room is also your writer husband's study during the day, or why your dining room table and chairs do double duty as a castle fortress. This is why your sewing and crafts snuggery is once again a bedroom for a grown child who has returned home. Or why your guest room has been transformed into grandma's room, your mother-in-law is ill but unwilling to move into a nursing home. Or perhaps why your basement family room has been revamped into a hideaway to suit teenagers who crave their own eminent domain. Recognizing and acknowledging the needs of those you live with as well as your own is the first step toward making everybody's habitat happy and harmonious, the way a home is meant to be. For nearly 4 years after one daughter, Katie, was born, the tables in our home were bare, if you don't count crayons and Legos, until she became old enough to appreciate looking at beautiful objects without playing with them. This was for her safety and my sanity. Gradually, Waterford crystal wedding presents started to coexist cozily with her toys as our belongings became intertwined, reflecting the personalities of everyone who resides here. But recently, a young male kitten named Mickey, who isn't bound by the laws of eminent domain or gravity, came to live with us thanks to Katie, and some of our cherished breakables were once again packed away until he learns not to climb onto the mantle. Because space is not an affordable luxury for many women in the 1990s, does this mean we have to put off transformative work of authentic home caring indefinitely? Can we continue to procrastinate if we truly value our peace of mind? A home's tranquility always comes from within, no matter what the circumstances. The space one's soul requires cannot be measured in inches, feet, or dollars. Don't let your practical considerations discourage you, even if right now they might defer your dream of truly expressing yourself through your surroundings. Begin to work with, instead of fighting against, your real life limitations. Never forget that your life and decorating styles are works of art in progress. Interior decorator and writer Alexandra Stotter believes that where we are in our lives and our relationship with others must take precedence over our decorating choices, and she's right. Sometimes what we want just isn't practical or right for us now. A home with small children should be set up differently than one with grown children. If you're divorced or remarried and stepchildren visit you often, you'll have to make appropriate arrangements for them. These are not so much questions of lifestyle as of life passages. An honest home that rings true to the lives of the people who occupy it will always be disarmingly refreshing to visitors. And with the right perspective, it can be for those who live there as well. Thank you so much for being here. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you listen on, because it helps me to grow this podcast and to reach more people. Because the more people who choose their surroundings with intention, the more people can follow their heart back home to themselves, which is the mission for this podcast. Once a month, I will randomly select a reviewer and offer them a free download of my book, The Art of Decorating with Intention, a guidebook to creating an oasis for your soul. For more frequent insights and inspiration, you can follow me on Instagram at Jody Pear Designs. I have been fortunate enough to find the most helpful resources and amazing people whose work has touched me and inspired me to show up here today. TheHouseCoachingInstitute.com. Kathy Heller's inspiring podcast, Don't Keep Your Day Job. Allison Barker's work and her new podcast, Your Soulful Brand. The Sherry and Nancy Show, a podcast for women in their 50s that is hilarious and deeply inspiring. And Sandy Monroe. She is a joyful life lived on Instagram, and her brilliant teachings and guidance are exactly what I need. I'm so grateful to have found each one of you along the path towards fulfilling my dreams. I'll see you in the next episode of Home with Intention.